Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago. And you can download the Wait Wait podcast for your computer or MP3 player. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Helen Goody from Loveland, Colorado.
Oh, Colorado, that's beautiful. Do you get to take advantage of all those cool Colorado outdoor things that you all do?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Not a big skier, but other than that, we like, you know, hiking, camping, and all that good stuff.
And you're required to do that by law in Colorado.
Exactly.
Helen, well, welcome to the show. Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on just two of them, you'll be a winner. Ready to play?
Yeah.
Here's your first limerick.
Good morning, school. Here's your announcer. You unruly lot need a firm trouncer. Since a regular teacher's a real harmless creature, for order, we've hired a...
bouncer?
Right. A bouncer. Any substitute teacher can tell you. It's tough keeping kids in line. So one school in Britain had an answer, hiring nightclub bouncers with military and law enforcement experience instead of substitute teachers. They don't know anything about child care, but as one teacher said, quote, the job is about crowd control. If you are stern and loud, well, that's what's necessary, unquote. As you'd expect, the teachers' union not too happy about this, but they did admit the kids had gotten a lot harder to control ever since the school instituted a two-drink minimum.
Getting into the cafeteria past that velvet rope.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's murder.
Here is your next limerick.
In Moscow, we dogs stand to gain. City begging is rarely in vain. To the food stands and back, we ride on the track. Russian mutts now commute on a...
train?
Yes. Times are tough everywhere, but especially in Russia, where according to the paper English Russia, suburban dogs have been forced to start commuting into the city on the subway to find food. The commuter dogs figured out the train systems. Each morning they take the trains into the city center and they spend their days jumping at people. And this is true, trying to make them drop their kebabs, which they then eat. According to one ecologist, they're just like human commuters. Quote, they jump on the train seconds before the door shut. They risk their tails getting jammed. They do it for fun. And sometimes they fall asleep and get off on the wrong stop. At which point, the commuter dogs take out their cell phones and they say things like, yeah, I'm on the train. Whatever. All right, very good. Here is your last limerick.
Dolphins really have so much to teach. Well, for one, they might know a nice beach. And now we have a trick to make sense of their clicks. This machine translates dolphin to...
Can I hear it again?
Sure. Dolphins really have so much to teach. Well, for one, they might know a nice beach. And now we have a trick to make sense of their clicks. This machine translates dolphin to...
Rhymes with teach, rhymes with beach. Making sense of their clicks. The machine translates dolphin to...
Oh, I can't think.
It's okay. How about... Shall I give you the answer?
Sure.
It's speech. Speech. Translates dolphin to speech. Ever watch an episode of Flipper and felt ripped off because they never bothered to give you subtitles for Flipper's lines? Good news, British scientist John Reed has a new invention that translates dolphin clicks and squeals into words. It's called a simoscope. It pinpoints dolphin sounds and breaks them down into a simpler form, which Reed says he can then translate into verbs and nouns. So far, the results have been quite remarkable. According to Dr. Reed, the dolphins, all of them, have just been talking about the Obama's new dog. Carl, how did Helen do in our quiz?
Well, Peter, Helen did very well. She had two correct answers, and so she wins our prize.
Well done. Yay. Congratulations, Helen.
Unbelievable. Thank you.
Thank you. Helen, thanks so much for playing. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Whoa, if I could talk to the animals, just imagine it, chatting with a caged chimpanzee. Imagine talking to a tiger, chatting with a cheetah. What a neat achievement it would be if we could talk to the animals and learn.